Yo, what's good, my people? What is poppin'? So, it has been a minute since I posted a memoir. Last couple of weeks, I think it's been like maybe 2 or 3 weeks since I posted a memoir. Last couple of weeks has been, I guess, what you could call rough. I am very exhausted, stressed out. Why am I exhausted? I think for a few reasons. One, we're putting on this big production at our church that my wife and I are co-producing. And it's just stressful. It's not bad stressful, it's a good kind of stressful, right? Like, nothing good comes easy and everything worthwhile requires effort. So it is to be expected, but I think there are certain stresses that probably could have been taken off that we don't have the ability to take off ourselves. Which is mostly tied to just like how much loose cash we have. So how these things work is usually our church has a budget for what we need to do for the production. Our vision is typically bigger than that budget, so we end up just funding, you know, a good sum of whatever is needed ourselves. But this year we haven't been able to do that, you know, obviously because we are not that liquid. And there's also some big life changes on the horizon that requires that we be a little more diligent with cash. So that has been that's made it a little unnecessarily stressful because we're trying to pull off this big vision within a small budget. There are only a few of you on here, so I can say it. My wife and I are expecting a baby girl soon. So I think that's also like some major life changes that we're trying to prep for. So that takes a toll. I'm turning 30 in January. I have got a lot of things that I need to figure out in terms of my work and where I want to go. There are a bunch of different opportunities I'm trying to explore. If you put it all together, it can get pretty heavy. It can get pretty stressful. So that's kind of been like what's made, I guess, life stressful lately. I'm pretty sure there's a bunch of good stuff in there as well. Still learning, still making progress. I'm building a new thing that's shaping up nicely, but it's just kind of hard to really appreciate the good things if you're consistently trying to problem solve and make things move forward. So it's Sunday morning. It's 9:01. I am in church right now. I'm sitting in the car park in my car with the AC on. My wife killed me if she knows that, but don't tell her that. Just because I'm tired. And I don't have energy for people. I'm taking a cup of coffee. Hopefully that helps. But I just feel drained. And I'm trying to keep my energy up because it's like the week of our big production. So if ever I need to be on top of my game, it is this week. So I'm trying to, you know, mentally talk myself into a place where I'm more energetic and I'm more active. But it's hard, right? A bunch of other things that I've been trying to work on is just like my addictions. Everybody has them. Biggest on my mind right now is like social media. Like, I'm consuming way too much that I'm producing, and I don't think I'm being efficient with my energy and how I'm interacting with social media. I've tried to get off. I've downloaded and reinstalled the apps. I mean, all of them, like a couple of times. But I think what would be nice is like if I can take 30 days off, or even just the rest of December off, so like January, then I can come back. But right now, I'm not succeeding so much. And one of the reasons is because I feel like I am using it to escape. Like, there's so much going on in my head that I don't want to be there. So even right now, I wish I was just sitting in my car, not doing anything, just like, you know, being with myself. But I was scrolling Instagram before this voice note, and I'm recording this, you know, this episode right now. That's what's been happening. Eventually, I'm going to have to go inside. I think I'll delay that as long as possible because I just don't have the energy for people at all. I've got rehearsals after church today, which I was kind of hoping we wouldn't do, but we need to. And that's the thing, that's like one of the biggest lessons I'm learning, which is there's always a delta between what you want to do and what you need to do, and you have to be okay and comfortable making the decisions to do the things that you need to do, although you may not feel like it. And that alone in itself is victory, and it's you winning, right? So it's pretty important that you learn how to do that. A bunch of things I don't feel like doing, and in the same vein, there are things I wish I could do but I'm not doing, or things that I wish I could not be doing but I'm doing. And either way, you have to give yourself grace for that, right? It's not just one-sided. I think it's, you know, it's a mixture of both sides. That's kind of like the major thing. And the other things that I'm kind of learning right now is, one, follow your bliss. I think I've done a pretty poor job following my internal compass and sticking with my convictions. I think because I learn a lot and I'm constantly experimenting, I get swayed too easily into other people's opinions slash perspective. Not that there's anything wrong inherently with them, but every advice is bad advice without context, right? So some of the people that I follow and respect online, they have a completely different context than I do. So blindly following the things that they say to do is problematic. Although I typically do that from a place of experimentation and learning. But I think I'm at a point in my life, especially from like, year 30 to 40, where I really want to strongly follow my convictions. And the one statement I've been writing and reminding myself of over and over again is follow your bliss. And I think that's like a big thing I'm trying to work towards right now, which is just like learning to trust my instincts and sticking with my convictions long enough for them to materialize. And right now, there are a few opportunities in front of me, actually, just one really, that is rooted in a conviction that I have about myself and the things that I want to do. And quite honestly, I think I should take that up, but I'm still doubting it. And I'm kind of still worried about just the amount of work as well that is involved in, like, pursuing that conviction and trying to make it something worthwhile, right? So that's just something that I'm consistently thinking about. And also just accepting the fact that the things I want to build are going to take a long time to manifest. I think I may have said it earlier in some of the episodes, but if I haven't, one of the other things that I'm trying to work on right now is just my need for instant gratification in certain areas, especially when it comes to making money. I think for the first 8, 9 years of my professional career, I grinded a lot, and I felt like for the last 3 years I reaped massively quickly. So that has set this weird expectation of always having money or always getting money quickly when I decide to do something, right? And it's important that I know that that's not always going to be the case. I think I'm struggling with that right now. So there are a lot of initiatives and things I'm putting out because I'm actually not getting, or I don't feel like they're going to be immediately profitable. Which is weird because I generally am a big fan of like the long game of, delayed gratification, etc. But I find that in certain areas of my life, right now, I'm not practicing that, right? Which is another big thing that I'm like, okay, you need to follow your bliss and you need to be able to wait and delay gratification till you're able to get the results that you want. Those are some of the things. I mean, I keep going, but generally, I got a bunch of stuff to work on right now, and I feel very tired, but I'm trying to push through. So, if you're like me and you feel very drained, keep going. I think this is where champions are made. I say that all the time. It's in the, it's in the, it's in the hard work and the struggle that the winners get set apart, right? Because without that specific opportunity for struggle, and I say an opportunity for, an intentional reason, without that opportunity for struggle, you don't really get to define what your tenacity is. You don't really get to define what makes you different and what makes you unique and how you can win, right? So when life gets tough, when the going gets hard, I try to remind myself, this is how champions are made, right? This is how champions are made. This is how, like, we the winners, in quotes. And if you're listening to this, I believe you're a winner. This is how we the winners get to separate ourselves and prove ourselves, right? So without the opportunity of struggle, there is really no chance or opportunity for growth either, right? And that framing helps. That framing helps. So yeah, just wanted to share that. I feel a lot better talking about it, quite honestly. I'm gonna go into the day, do some epic stuff. Let's see how it goes.